On the second part of our training session today, we're going to be talking about preparing to teach the discipleship lessons. I'd like for you to turn with me to Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 11. This was after Jesus Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. And it said that he gave some to be apostles and some to be prophets and some to be evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints for the work of the ministry. One of the things that I think that we've failed to understand that the real purpose of the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher is to perfect the saints so that they do the work of the ministry. The NIV says to prepare God's people for works of service. I asked one time, what do you think the purpose of an evangelist is? And some people say, well, an evangelist goes out, he wins souls for Christ, and et cetera, et cetera. According to the Ephesians 4:11 passage, the real purpose of the evangelist is to prepare God's people for works of service, to prepare them to win the lost. The same for the pastor, the same for the apostle, the same for the prophet, is to prepare people so that people can do the work of the ministry. That's what we're trying to do in these discipleship lessons, is to prepare you to actually do the work of the ministry, not just to take in knowledge, not to take in another teaching, but to actually prepare you to teach, to prepare you to reach out to other people. I'd like for you to turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2, and at verse 2, the Apostle Paul said a very interesting thing. He said, "And the things which thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also." Paul says, the things that you've heard me minister, the things you've heard me share, commit those to faithful men. And I just pray that through these discipleship lessons, we are reaching faithful men that we'll be able to teach and that in turn they will be able to teach others. Now, if you would turn with me to Mark chapter 16, I want to show you the basis for the teaching, the discipleship lessons, okay? Mark chapter 16, the Great Commission, found in verse 15. And Jesus said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." Now I want you to notice how they responded to the commission of Jesus Christ to go into the world to preach the gospel. "And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following." I want you to notice verse 20, if you have your Bible open, Mark 16, verse 20. "They went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with," and if you notice the word "them," it's in italics, which means it's not in the original Koine Greek. And so actually, what this verse is actually saying is that they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord worked with and confirmed the word with accompany signs. God works with the word. He didn't work with them. He worked with the word and confirmed the word with accompanying signs. The whole thrust of our discipleship lessons is to get a person to the word, to get them to understand the word for themselves. Now, we have supplied an outline here, preparing to teach discipleship lessons. And these are the 7 points here that I want to bring about in this short training session. Okay? First of all, this is what we have in our discipleship lessons. We have an outline of the material that's on the video or cassette tape that you will give to each person that you're given this discipleship lesson to. Okay? That's for them so that they can follow along and hear what's being said on the video or hear what's being said on the cassette tape. And they can follow along and look up in their Bible the verses, all of those kind of things. Then, for you as a teacher, we have a teacher's guide. A teacher's guide is some questions that we've put together from the scriptures that you can ask the individual after the video or cassette is turned off that will stimulate a response directly from the Bible where they answer the question directly from the Bible. Okay? Another thing that we are putting together in our discipleship lesson is we're giving additional information. The best way to prepare people to teach is to get them familiar with the material. In other words, if you're teaching on repentance, not only do you want five questions to ask an individual about repentance, but you need additional teaching that we're supplying in written form that you can study the doctrine of repentance so that you'll understand it thoroughly, so that when you go in to teach the discipleship lesson on the doctrine of repentance and somebody says, well, doesn't repentance mean this or that, or ask you some question that you may not know, you will be prepared because we have prepared you through the additional written information. It's very important that you not just use the teacher's guide, but that you go home and study the additional material that we've prepared for you. And that will make you very familiar with the information. Now, one of the things that we're going to do, and it may not have been done at this point of time, so this may not be available to you, I'm not sure at this time, but what we'd like to do is to actually give you a cassette tape, or provide, I should say, a cassette tape of an instructor actually teaching the discipleship lesson, so that you can hear an instructor teach the lesson the way the lesson should be taught. I'm talking about after you've turned off the video, after you've turned off the cassette tape that you've played for the individual in their home that's 10 minutes, you will have a teacher's guide or a teacher's aid cassette that you can hear how the lesson is supposed to go. Then you have the additional written information, and then you have the teacher's guide that will help you in asking the questions as you ask people questions and get a response. We'll be talking more about these things as the training goes on. Point number two, this is what we're trying to get to. We are trying to bring people that we're ministering to the scriptures. We are wanting them to read the scriptures out loud. John, would you turn to Romans chapter 5 and verse 17? Well, we might have to help John find Romans. He may not know where Romans is. Romans chapter 5 and verse 17. John, would you read Romans chapter 5 and verse 17 out loud, please? Those who receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Great, John. John, according to that verse, what kind of righteousness is God offering you and me? According to that verse. Now, John, I'm not trying to trick you. The answer is right in the verse. Do you know? He might say it's by grace. He might say it's through Jesus Christ. I say, John, read the verse out loud again. And when it comes to the part that I want to emphasize, I'll stop you right there. John reads, those that receive abundance of grace and of the... Stop right there, John. And the what? The gift. The gift of what, John? The gift of righteousness. John, God offers people righteousness, right standing with Him as a gift. You see? And you can do that with any kind of, any scripture. Okay? What you want to do is to get them to see the Bible saying the gift of righteousness. Not you telling them the Bible says this, John, the Bible says that. No, you're trying to get them to see from the Bible themselves what the Bible is saying. And when they say, what it's saying here, God offers us the gift of righteousness. That's right, John. That's exactly right. Always compliment them, always edify them, build them. That's right, John. And when they see that they've saw something from the Bible themselves, their whole expression changes. A big grin comes on their face because you haven't told them what the Bible says. It's been revealed to them themselves by God and by His Spirit, and with you helping them by asking them questions, what the Bible is really saying. A lot of times we use, I know there's a controversy over translations, but a lot of times we use a lot of different translations. If we have two or three people that we're talking to in a discipleship lesson, I'll say, John, would you read it? You read it out of the King James. He reads it out loud, please. Okay, I notice you, Sally, have the NIV. Would you read it out loud, please, out of the NIV? And as they read it out of the King James, the NIV, the Amplified, or whatever they have, or what, and a lot of times you have to have Bibles that you supply them because a lot of people don't have Bibles. Then they hear it two or three times and it comes in plainer and you can emphasize a point. So you make them read the scripture out loud and question them until they're giving you the correct answer from the scripture. Okay? Point number three is question that individual. Don't give them the right answers from the scriptures. Don't tell them the answers, but make them or help them see the answers from the scriptures. Okay? Point number four, illustrate your point if possible. with examples. Like, for instance, John, that's right. It is a gift of righteousness. It is a gift of right standing, it says here in Romans 5:17. John, if I went and bought some my children bicycles for Christmas, and then I asked them to pay me, start making payments in January, was that really a gift? Well, of course not. John, that's it. You get the point. You see what a gift implies, don't you? You see, so using little bitty examples about the bicycle or about other things, little examples, it brings the point. It may be a gift, but if you can bring an example of what a gift means, then it brings the point across. So try to use examples when you're drawing out understanding from the scriptures for the people. Okay? Point number five is this. Illustrate your point with a story. A story from Jesus. A story from the book of Acts. Maybe a story from the Old Testament. This is where I've seen most revelation come, through a story. You know, I could say, now, John, would you read Titus 3:5, please? Not by works of righteousness that we have done. And I could point him to that and say, what does that say? He says, it's not by the works of our righteousness. But John, have you heard? There was a thief. He was nailed beside Jesus. And he turned to the other three thief and says, you are reviling him, but we are wicked people. We deserve this condemnation. We deserve this. He's an innocent man. He hasn't done anything. And then this thief turned to the Lord and said, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus said, today you shall be with me in paradise. John, do you see it? Not by works of righteousness that we have done. Do you see the thief didn't offer any of his works, any of his goodness, anything that he'd done to the Lord? He just asked for Jesus' mercy. And Jesus said, today you'll be with me in paradise. You see, use stories from the teachings of Jesus or the book of Acts or the Old Testament. Always use stories to try to make a point that's coming across in the scripture stronger by using a story. Okay? Point number six, put feeling into what you're saying when you're doing these discipleship lessons. Don't just say in Luke 18, the guy says, God, be merciful to me, I'm a sinner. Say, God, be merciful to me, I'm a sinner. Put yourself in the place of the tax collector. Become the tax collector. You see, put feeling into what you're saying. Point number seven is this. Trust the Holy Spirit to guide you. We're trying to bring all the material that we can to help you teach a lesson in a minimal amount of time. We're supplying a teacher's guide. We're supplying additional information. We may be even supplying a cassette tape that has an instructor teaching the lesson so you'll know how it goes. We're trying to do everything we can so that in a minimal amount of time, you can teach these discipleship lessons. But don't fall into this error of trusting a teacher's guide or trusting a method or a formula. Don't do that. Trust God's Spirit. Everybody's different. And if you try to make a formula out of these discipleship lessons, what you're going to do is bring the deadness of the letter of the law that will kill. It's only the Spirit that can give life. So what I'd like to ask you to do right now is we're going to shut down this video right now, and I'm going to ask you to take your outline on preparing to teach discipleship lessons. There are 7 points here, and I'd like for you to go over it with your trainer that's training you, or if you don't have a trainer with you that's training you, if you're just listening to this, then take these 7 points, preparing to teach discipleship lessons that we have prepared for you, and at this time, go over that material till you understand the points that we're trying to bring out in actually teaching a discipleship lesson. Okay? God bless you, and we'll be looking forward to seeing you in the next session.